You're listening to the Dr. Shoup Show on Freedom 95.
Critics love this show.
Let's get back to improving your life with exclusive information and consultation. More insider info is online at ddsradio.com. Here's Dr. Randy Shoup.
Well, it's great to have all of you here. Thank you very, very much. And as you all know, this is my favorite part of the whole hour that we get to spend together because you get to meet one of my good friends. And on the line with me, I have a good friend. We've known each other for a long time now. Jennifer, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks.
Good. And she's right. She is great. We've had a good time together for a long, long time. I was telling the listeners as we were coming on board, I mean, you and I have known each other a long time. And when we first got together, you had, over the years, accumulated more than your fair share of old mercury silver fillings and a really doozy of a front crown. And so over the years, how have things gone for you?
And I actually think it's been about 30 years. And
you didn't have to go there.
Okay, sorry about that. But we have been together.
I was 12 years old.
Yes, that's right. But you have essentially replaced all of those fillings that have cracked and over time and with either onlays or just replacing the filling, and as well, my front teeth, which are capped, you spent a great deal of time working to match the color, which I know my teeth were a bit of a challenge, but they turned out great, and they needed to be replaced, and actually, I think one had popped off from my old, long time ago. And you replaced those for me.
Well, it was a pleasure to do it. It's fun, and especially when we have the technology that we can do those things. And like you said, you don't necessarily have to grind all your back teeth down to little nubs and put crowns or caps on them. You can do inlays and onlays, and you can use tooth-colored material, and then you can be really conservative and just do fillings where the old ones were. How are things for you now? And refresh my memory, we haven't had to do anything on you in a long time.
That's true. They've been great, and everything is holding up really well. You also helped fit me with a mouth guard because I was grinding my teeth, and that has helped protect my teeth in addition to all the work that you've done.
You know what? You and I are members of the Let's Grind the Heck Out of Our Teeth at Night Club. And there's so many people that do that. And it's simply something as easy as having a custom-made bite protector made. And are you like me? It's your best friend. I mean, you really don't like sleeping without it.
Absolutely. I almost need it.
Isn't it strange?
Yeah, it's a comfort thing as well.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, your jaw is so much more relaxed. Everything's good. And honestly, if I, for some reason or another, just jump into bed and forget it, I go, rats. And I'm up to go get it because when you put it in, it's just like, okay, that's the signal. It's time to go to sleep now. Boom, you're done.
That's right.
That's right. Really, really cool. So anyway, so at this stage of the game, one of the things that I know everybody compliments me about, in which I have nothing particularly, Are my team great people, like Sharon, the hygienist, and Lisa, and everybody?
They're fantastic.
Well, thank you.
And it's as if we pick up where we left off 6 months prior and continue on, and they know about my family, and actually now my kids are going to you as well, and we just share a lot. It's great. In the office, a great environment.
So the next time you come in, bring potato salad because it's almost like a family reunion, you know. So we'll make some hot dogs and we'll be good. Hey, Jennifer, thank you very, very much for spending some time with me and sharing your story with my listeners. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Anytime.
Okay. You have a good evening. Thanks a lot.
Yep. Take care.
Bye-bye.